This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in Philadelphia, home, the epicenter of American sports. Do you realize even the Flyers won last night, Jonesy?
I realize it. We're back, baby.
Everybody contributed to our joy today, with one notable exception, your Philadelphia 76ers. And in a roster change today, Al out because he was doing the hockey last night on a regional sports network. In is Mr. John Johnson. And he took me aside, Jonesy, before the show. He said, if you would allow me, please, I'm going to need a few minutes today to talk about those Sixers led by the impeccable Doc Rivers.
Oh, my.
Coming up later in the show.
Just let me know when.
It's an American takedown. Johnson takes down the doctor. But we got a ton of stuff to do today. In fact, we got a star-studded list of our guests. We've got great stuff to talk about. Ross Tucker will be out at 7 to talk about an unbelievable slight by the worldwide leader in sports toward our Eagles will not be tolerated. Secondly, 7:30, Ben Davis is on, because if you missed it, the Phillies acquired a new player, Trey Turner, and they got him for a bargain. They got him for a mere 11 years. $300 million, Jonesy.
Yeah.
11 years.
It's a hell of a player.
He is a hell of a player. It was a great move by them. They are all in. 8 o'clock, we will go to a man whose career is reaching new heights at fewest snaps. He is rated among the best players on defense in the NFL per snap because he's only getting about half the snaps now. As he reaches 34, the legend himself, Brandon Graham. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he
nice.
Is.
9 o'clock. There is nobody who better chronicles the ups and downs of our sports world than columnist Mike Sielski of The Inquirer. And at 9:30, we're going to take a trip down to San Diego, mm-hmm. California. We're going to have an In-N-Out burger, no fries. And we're going to talk to Todd Zielecki, who's at the MLB owners' meetings, about what else is going on with your Sixers. That's a show right there, peeps. And we're going to start it with excitement because the Philadelphia Phillies, I believe, spurred on by two things. One is their great run at the end of the season.
I had something to do with it.
Oh, it had a lot to do with it because they took a city that was sleeping on baseball and woke them up. And boy, did they wake them up. And now they woke them up again yesterday with the best shortstop available as a free agent. Trey Turner, 29 years old. He will be here till he's 40.
Yes.
Who cares about that?
All right, well, Joe, I got to tell you why I care about it. It's a terrible reaction. It's never happened to me in my life, but I have been following sports for many years. Mm-hmm. And it's maudlin. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
No, you're not going to ruin the moment, are you?
When I heard, it's just a personal aside, Rhea. When I heard that Trey Turner had signed for 11 years, I realized I will probably be dead by the back end of that contract.
No, you will not.
Wait.
Happened before, but the odds will tell you a goofy man at my height will not be here at 40.
You keep talking like that. Yeah. I can make it happen sooner.
I think you might.
Matt Klentak called, actually. He said, analytically, you're correct.
All right. Well, don't you stop it. Oh, analytics are my crosshairs. That ESPN or what they did to our Eagles is disgraceful. And we're taking them down later in this hour. But I want you to, before we go any further, something great has happened here, and I want to give everybody a chance. I have received a number of emails over the past couple of weeks. People are trying to, gather up the right gifts for their kids or people that love the Eagles, and they have encountered a problem. And here's the problem. Jalen Hurts got so good so fast this year that people ran out and bought lots of his jerseys. In fact, they wiped clean.
Oh, there's a shortage
the
again?
The supply of the black Jalen Hurts jersey.
Hell, I know that. I had a friend who was trying to get one.
You can get the green one, so it's not a crisis. Yeah. You can still get a great Jalen Hurts jersey. But we got a black one. Rhea, we had one.
I know. I had a friend who was trying to get one. It took a couple weeks for him to get
one. I've been trying to get one for my son. I can't get one.
And we're giving it away on this show today. And our other prize, I can't say second prize because you might want the other one more. Bryce Harper jersey.
Nice.
Because I'm going to tell you what Bryce Harper did yesterday. He signed Trey Turner.
You mean assistant GM?
Yeah. No, I believe Dave Dombrowski's assistant GM.
Yes.
When Bryce wants something, they got it. But anyway, you want to win either of those two. I also got a Visa gift card, a pair of tickets to Tidal Wave Music Festival featuring Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean. That's a great show, too. That's all coming up. Four great prizes today. Here's how you win. All you got to do, in honor of the passing, the surprise and sad passing of Kirstie Alley.
I was shocked by that one.
Who was a brilliant performer on Cheers.
Yeah, she was.
A great reality TV person. She passed away at 71 last night. And we are looking for funny women because there is a whole debate going on that some women are not funny. Women are hilarious.
Yes.
All right. I know this because when I was a little kid, you know who I love watching? Somebody
Lucy?
Named Lucille Ball. I love Lucy.
Great show.
You want to tell me women are not funny? You're stupid. How's that?
Yeah.
You're stupid. Because they're
you,
very
Johnson.
Funny.
What?
They're hilarious.
Stupid, Johnson.
And I want you to name me a funny person. And the judge today, she doesn't even know it yet, but, come on. Her father's one of the funniest people I ever know. Ava Graham will decide the funny women today. Because Ava in her own way is funny, and she could have done that too. And I actually have a sample. I have a sample of Kirstie Alley. Here's a little Kirstie.
I only thank God I didn't have to wait as long as 10.
All right. Okay. I think you needed the context for that, but it's anyway, so that's how we're going to give our prize away. Jump on board, and needless to say, there's going to be some joy for Trey Turner. So here's the way I would like to start our conversation with Trey Turner. I could go through all the pluses for adding him to a roster that was already on the World Series, but I'm exhausted. Normally, I wait till Wednesday to get tired, but I got tired early this week. So I'm going to defer here to a big fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. His name is John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Madman.
Yes.
He's
very much into St. Louis sports.
The way I hear the story, the Cardinals were hoping to get Trey Turner. So John Hamm, who's a big Cardinal fan, put together a hype video of how much they love Trey Turner. And when we heard it, Joe Wechter found this, and we heard it, we went, well, that kind of covers the whole deal. Let's just play it. So here is the hype video actor John Hamm did about the newest Philly, Trey Turner.
Trey Vance Turner. A true superstar in today's game. This guy does it all. He can run. He can throw. He plays elite shortstop. He hits. He hits for power. Trey Turner makes the game of baseball more fun to watch. He's who you pay to watch play. Every sport has those types of stars. The greatest athletes of all time, they have their own style, their own substance. I think we all know Trey's. It's the smoothness of his game. It looks effortless, but it's actually just efficient athleticism. These are qualities that will age like fine wine. Think Jerry Rice, Steph Curry. These types of athletes and body types combine to form durability and longevity. Beyond the historic numbers and highlights, most importantly, this guy is a winner. He's been a world champion and been to the postseason 5 times in 7 years. He's a leader. He brings it every single day.
I would like to thank John Hamm for doing a lot of our work for us. Rhea, whenever people say, what's he got going on, I think I'll just play that.
You got a lot going on, John.
I'm going to believe, though, that John Hamm, when he recorded that, did not anticipate that Philadelphia would be running it the day after we got Trey Turner, but it worked out pretty well. And then, you know who we go to, Johnson? You know who we go to of all the different people? This guy, much like our own Al Borghetti, is in the Hall of Fame, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Philadelphia's own Jason Stark. He was on Major League Baseball Network last night, and he's basically saying this couldn't fit better. Listen.
When you think about where the Phillies are and where the game is, Trey Turner feels like the perfect fit for the Phillies. They need the offense because Bryce Harper's out for, who knows, 2 months, 3 months. They need athleticism in the middle infield. It's never been more important with no shift. And then the ability to run is going to be a huge thing.
It's real. If ever you're going to spend $300 million, I guess that's the guy you want to spend it on, right?
It made the most sense.
Yeah.
It's like the most sensible decision they could have made.
But I'll be honest, yesterday I didn't think they were getting him because he had met twice with the Padres.
That was a weird meeting,
when you
do the
second meeting, it's usually nailing down the deal.
But did it make sense for the Padres?
Well, the thing that didn't make sense, and this is one of the things I love about Turner, you very rarely hear this, he prefers the East Coast to the West Coast.
Because his wife is from Jersey.
It's not usual. Normally people want to go to the West Coast, especially baseball players, because you can play there all year if you want.
Yeah.
But no, he wanted to come here. And needless to say, do I even have to say this? He was a teammate of Bryce Harper.
All you got to say.
And he got an $11 million deal 3 years after Harper got a $13 million deal. And there's no opt-outs and there's no trade.
Yeah.
He's here till he's 40.
And if Harper's not here, he's not here.
Well, maybe. I know that. You know the way that works.
That's how it is.
Well, whatever it is, Harper got Turner.
Yes, he did.
When you signed Harper 3 or 4 years ago, you also were in the process of getting Trey Turner.
I don't think anybody realizes how big a deal 11 years is.
It gives them
so much flexibility as opposed to that 5 or 6 year deal.
They spread it out more.
Right. Now, it allows them to bring more players in.
But when he's 37,
who the hell cares?
240,
no. Stop.
I won't care. I'll be dead.
If they win a World Series in the next 3 years, nobody's going to care.
No, believe me, I'm at the point now where seriously, if it's not this year, I have no interest.
You will roll over in your grave, mister.
You know what? If there's a parade after I'm going, understand I'm rolling.
Correct.
And it's the only time that's more movement than I normally do alive.
Yes, it is.
215-592-9494. Share your joy on Trey Turner. I got a lot more on him. I got his catcher on the Dodgers. There's one question that I am trying to figure out. The Dodgers have so much money. They have no interest in the luxury tax. They don't care. They did let the Phillies outbid him and take him. And I don't have a good answer as to why they let him go.
Maybe because they knew he didn't want to be there?
Well, that's as good an answer as I could come up with. They said, you know, he preferred to be on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We got him for a year
Doesn't
plus.
Doesn't everyone?
You know what, Rhea? Not really. But he does. And
I got news for you. The Phillies are a destination now.
They are now.
Players want to play in Philadelphia.
Because
they watched last year in the playoffs.
Yeah. They saw the
come
playoffs.
Back to life.
They watched Citizens Bank
player.
Park.
Yeah, and Harper's here.
Sam Fault, the general manager of the team, said that in negotiations with all the free agents, you, the fans, have been a factor.
Yep.
Because they said that when they were watching the playoffs, they could literally feel the TV shake with the amount of noise you created. So fans out there, take a bow yourself today. You helped to bring Trey Turner to Philadelphia.
They did.
Great job
by
you, too. Sonny's going to kick us off today. Hi, Sonny.
Hey, what's up, Angelo?
What are you doing, Sonny? Wow, we got Trey Turner and the Eagles are 11-1. Pinch me.
I got a song for you.
You got a song for me?
Yes. They love it like a baseball game, so.
All right, Sonny, hold out a minute. Now, I don't have a great sell here, and I'm a little concerned because are you a singer?
Yes, I did that Love Is Like a Go Phillies Go song for the Eagle. I mean, for the Phillies.
All right. And now you have an Eagle song about their 11-1 season?
Yep, for the 11-1 season.
But, Sonny, if you're ready, I'm ready. I would love to hear this song. Let's hear it all.
Right now. Here it goes. And it's a spinoff of the Traps Disco Inferno, because you know I played with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I love that song, Sonny. Sonny, that's a great song. Sonny was part of Melvin and the... whatever. Okay. Go ahead, Monk. Sonny. I want to hear this.
But here's...
Take your time, Sonny.
His brother is Sonny Clark. And we're coming with this song for the Eagles. And I'm ready for the intro because here it comes. Get ready, get into it. Here it comes.
All right, Sonny, listen. Sonny, stop. Oh, we can't hear it well.
He's not listening.
Let him go.
All right, hold on, Sonny.
The Eagles didn't lose, y'all. They burning up the turf. They're 11-1, rising to the top, y'all.
I can't stop them.
So entertaining when the ego who started to pump.
All right, Sonny, stop. All right, listen, Sonny. Sonny, stop. Listen, this is awesome, but we're not hearing it right because of the phone. I need you to come in and do it live in the studio. Would you do that?
Yes, I will. When should I be there?
I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays. And
I'll be there Thursday at what time?
All right, Thursday at 6. Would you do that Thursday at 6? 6 in the morning, Sonny, would you do that?
Yes, I will. I'll be there at 6.
All right, listen, stay online. Ava's got to get your number, and we'll make the arrangements for you to come up here. Sonny, I want to hear that whole thing. That sounded great. You're a terrific singer. I want to hear the whole thing. You and Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. I want to hear it.
I played guitar for them. My father was with Ray Charles.
Bring the guitar, Sonny. We'll do the guitar with that.
Okay.
All right, stay online, Ava. Talk to him.
Kind of liked it. I want to hear it.
I want to hear it live. Rhea, that was... Let me explain to you what was going on behind the scenes. First of all, Joe Wechter in there, totally busting a groove. And Rhea and Hughes, who never engages, she was bobbing her head.
I was. I liked it.
That was a head bob.
I saw that.
Keith Jones, not a lover of music, slight movement in the left toe.
Excuse me.
That's what I saw.
I was shaking a leg.
215. It may be a tremor. I'm not sure. 215-592-9494. When we return. All right, 6:23 is the time. Ava Graham is here. We have talked to Sonny, and he will be in Thursday, and he's going to do that song, and he is a professional musician. He's bringing in the guitar. That thing's going to be nice. That's what you call R&B at its finest. I'm very excited.
It's disco, isn't it?
It was great. Whatever it was, I want to hear it. I couldn't tell you.
It's Disco Inferno, is the song.
Oh, it's beautiful. You're going to hear Disco Inferno, a new Eagles song from Sonny, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Ava Graham, do we have two questions today?
We do, but we're just going to do one right now. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. How do you feel about the Phil signing shortstop Trey Turner? Thrilled. Okay. Too much money.
All right. Now, it is an excessive amount of money, $300 million. And it is an excessive amount of years, 11. But as I was absorbing the information, it suddenly occurred to me, Kenny from the Dirty 30 texted me.
Yeah.
And he went, what do I care? It's not my money.
Exactly.
Not my ears.
Exactly.
And I went, you know what? John Middleton, thank you. We will accept this fine gift before the holidays. Trey Turner, as far as I'm concerned, phenomenal deal. Yeah. I am thrilled. Jonesy.
Thrilled.
Johnson.
Thrilled.
Reuse.
Thrilled.
Ava Graham.
Thrilled.
Ava Graham's thrilled when she wakes up in the morning.
It's amazing.
Doesn't even have to do any of that stuff. All right, anyway, I wanted to just let people know, because I like to read before an Eagles game the rooting guide.
Yes.
And every week so far this year, the rooting guide has been root against the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Because Howie Roseman fleeced the New Orleans Saints out of their first-round draft pick. So every time they lose a game, that pick becomes more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, they were holding a comfortable lead in Tampa against Tom Brady.
Yeah, who was awful all night.
All awful. He has been awful for long stretches all season.
Yes. 16-3, I think.
Yeah, it was 6 minutes left.
It was 16-3 with 6 minutes left. And then he drove his team 91 yards. And then Rhea was showing me this play by Mark Ingram. Yeah, what happened on this
play? So they probably don't get the chance, or they don't have enough yards. It's 2nd and 8. Ingram takes a short pass, and he steps out of bounds. Like,
right.
Before the first down marker.
And it looked like he easily
could have picked it up. And the next one is 3rd and 1. It's incomplete. And they turn it over. You know, they've got to give it back to the Bucs. He actually took to Twitter and apologized. But if you're a Saints fan, I can't imagine watching somebody step out of bounds before the marker.
Yeah. Well, we thank him, too.
Yes, we do
thank
him.
Because then Brady took the ball and went 11 plays, 63 yards, scored the final 30 seconds. And the Saints lost again, 17-16. And the Philadelphia Eagles profited again. And I want to thank Tom Brady for that. That pick's going to be, that's going to be a nice, juicy pick.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles got to make sure they beat the Saints and don't start the rest players where they get to that. Because put another loss on their record.
That's the next to the last game, is that one?
It's it's here.
Well, right now, it's a top five pick. It's number five.
Wow.
Yeah.
A five. Howie Roseman, I sit in awe of you every day.
I got you, bro.
Yeah,
you are my hero.
Do you know what day it is? What day it is?
What day?
New Year's Day.
Oh, really? Oh,
Saints at the Eagles, 1 p.m.
Here.
Yeah.
So you got the mamas going by and you got them there.
Well, they'll go down there.
A lot of stuff going on there. Right? That's right down Broad Street, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Or is it Market? No, it's Broad. They do Broad.
It's Broad.
That's going to be a lot of fun in that area. Anyway, sounds like a party. Let's go to Mike from Burwood, find out what he thinks of Trey Turner. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How we doing today? The Eagles are 11-1, and the Phillies got Trey Turner.
You know what? Unbelievable. I mean, it was like Christmas morning to find out yesterday with that lineup, you know, Trey Turner leading off and going all the way down. I'll tell you, I would even keep Hoskins now.
No. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that?
Because...
No, he stinks.
Well, he does, but you know what?
Well, he does.
We need pitching.
I'll get rid of Hoskins.
I can find
100 first basemen who are better in the field and can give me what I need at first base. I do not want Hoskins. Johnson, where are you on Hoskins?
The problem is they're going to focus now on pitching. If they have any money left over, maybe they'll look into first base.
Somebody might call and want Hoskins.
I'm sure there's some interest, but it may not be enough for them.
I don't know. But Mike, just focus on, as far as I'm concerned now, you do not have to lead off with Schwarber. This guy's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on base a ton. He's got power, too. He hit over 20 home runs.
Steals.
He hits over 300. Now, he does strike out more than I enjoy. 131.
Yeah.
He'll fit in perfect.
But, Mike, seriously, this is a no-brainer. This was, and you know what's great about it? They identified this was the guy, and they went and got him.
Yeah.
That's what
awesome,
I love about it. They outbid, they didn't outbid the Padres. The Padres bid more. But he said, no, I want to come to the East Coast. I want to be near Mike from Berwyn.
When was the last time that happened, though, Edge? People wanted to come to Philly.
Cliff Lee turned down the Yankees.
The guy from here didn't want to come here in Trout, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. The guy from here stayed out with that losing situation in Anaheim.
Ridiculous.
Mike, this is What happened in those playoffs changed everything. It changed the entire landscape of what's going on with the Phillies. People watch you guys, the crowd, and they went, I want to be there. I want them rooting for me. That's what happened.
The fans are awesome around here.
It's beautiful. Mike, give me a funny woman.
How about Tina Fey?
Tina Fey is excellent.
Yeah, she's really good.
Remember, Ava Graham is your judge today. Tina Fey does
she's
get
local
home.
Too, right?
You got to realize with Trey Turner, not only are you getting a guy who hits 300, if he's your leadoff man with the changes, with the elimination of the shift, he's going to steal 50 bases easy.
All right, why didn't L.A. try harder to keep him?
It's a really good question.
Will Smith is the catcher on the team, and he was talking about it yesterday. And here's what he said.
Trey's a stud. You know, you see the speed every night, the power, you know, great shortstop, and, you know, this overall great player. And, you know, we're going to miss him. I would have loved for him to come back and be with us for, you know, 10, 11 more years. But, no, congrats to him. You know, I know he's excited about it. His family's excited about it, and couldn't be happy for him.
All right. Now, I'm going to say something I was told by a producer, and it is not totally appropriate. But I feel,
shockingly,
in these final days, he is a very witty man. And so he was letting me hear that cut from Will Smith.
Yeah.
And needless to say, there's also Will Smith in Hollywood. They're both out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know anything about this Will Smith. And Joe Wecht, our producer, said, he's a slap hitter.
He
did not say
you
that.
He did say
you
that.
You shouldn't listen to him.
You're
exactly
a sick
what he
man,
said.
Joe
He's
Wecht
not right.
What he
guy.
Said. Yeah, I.
He's the rock of the team.
What am I supposed to say? He's the rock of the team. Just like, I mean, I don't even think. Catches
Keeps it fresh.
All right. Anyway, Scott from Barrington is out of line next. Hi, Scott.
The morning crew, what's good with you?
What's good with me? I'm 11-1, Scott. As much as I like the Turner thing, I'm on cloud nine with that record the Eagles have. Love it.
Oh, man. And they covered all bases all around, complete game. And we shut the critics up. There's critics out there, even Eagles fans, but we ain't playing nobody. Tennessee, right. Last time I checked, was a good team, weren't they?
Well, Scott, I hate to inform you of this, but there's still an incredible number of people who are non-believers in what the Eagles are doing. Incredible number.
I came across the field yesterday.
Now, what was going on with ESPN? I'm going to let you hear it in our next segment. What was going on is one of the most outrageous miscarriages of justice and indications of favoritism I have encountered in my many years of broadcasting. What they were saying, Scott, is an embarrassment to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN, even though they are well past their own prime. Their heyday is over. And what they did yesterday to the Eagles is embarrassing. I am disgusted with them. You know what, Jonesy? I would boycott them, but I haven't watched anything on ESPN in 3 years.
Yeah, no, it's not that common anymore.
Scott, give me a funny woman. Your cell stinks.
I'm going to say Ellen
DeGeneres. Put her down next. Patrick's up. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Angelo. How's it going? Good morning.
Pat, everything's going great here. How you doing?
I am thrilled to answer your questions today. Not only am I enjoying a win off of the Sunday Eagles game, my whole family there, but the Phillies, John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski, and Bryce Harper delivers Trey Turner. I don't think I could have a better morning right now.
Hey, Pat, take me back to the moment when you found out about the signing yesterday. Where were you? What happened?
I was in my apartment complex walking to the garage, and I get the Twitter alert, and it says Trey Turner, Phillies, 11 years. I couldn't have been happier. I immediately texted my old man and my brother, and I said, we got him.
It's weird. I found out normally Rhea will call me or my son will. I received a text message from Kenny of the Dirty 30.
Yeah.
And all he had was Trey Turner, and he spelled Trey wrong.
I corrected him on that.
I
got the same one.
You did get it.
Yes, and I straightened him over.
And I needed a second because I know Trey is T-R-E-A.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I needed a second to figure out who he was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, they must have gotten him. And then they did. But, Pat, these kind of things, man, you got to have an owner ready to dig deep into the pocket to pay $300 million, don't you?
I think John Middleton's just telling us all he's all in. Yeah. And, you know, I think Trey Turner, he was the best name on the market. The fans, the people wanted him, and he delivered.
100%.
I mean, I would have been happy with Carlos Correa, Dansby Swanson, Xander Bogaerts, but Trey Turner is just more special of a player all around. And I think with the rule changes this coming season, with the base running, the base pad, like the bags getting bigger, the number of pickoff attempts, he's only going to be helping us on the bases a lot.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is a desire for more athleticism because you're not going to have the shift. So the guys that are in that infield, they're going to have to cover ground quicker to make up the difference because there aren't going to be shifts anymore. Pat, great call. Congratulations on that great move. Give me a funny woman in sports. I mean, a funny woman, not in sports, in anything.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes.
I love Wanda Sykes.
I love 6:42 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the wisest things ever said about the game of professional football was uttered by the great Bill Parcells, who years ago said, "You are exactly what your record says you are."
Yes.
That there is a reason. Yeah, you had an easy schedule, had a hard schedule, you had injuries, sure. You didn't have injuries. Mm. That record represents who you are.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphia Eagles are 11-1 after the first 12 mm-hmm. games, which is a better record than any other team in the NFL. And that is not a fact that anyone can argue because it is simply a fact. 11-1 is a fact. They have won all but one of their games this season. And when you get ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports years ago, I doubt it now, coming out yesterday on their morning show, Get Up, and stating that they have at ESPN an analytics department that crunched numbers, mm-hmm. Jonesy, and the numbers indicated that Dallas has a significantly better chance to win the NFC, to go to the Super Bowl, and also to win the Super Bowl. I will take over. Here's the host of that show, Mike Greenberg. Listen to this.
The Dallas Cowboys have the highest chance of any team in the entire National Football League to make the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. They now have a 50-50 shot to get there and a 31% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is according
Greeny.
To Power Index.
50% chance to win. That means they get through all the playoffs and they go to the NFC Championship game. They're not going to get a bye. They're going to win 3 playoff games to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a better chance of the Eagles.
It makes no sense.
I don't even think the numbers add up because the Eagles to get in have a 30% chance to get in, right?
Yeah.
And then they have like a 15% chance to win the whole thing. No, based on what? Based on what the Eagles and Cowboys played against each other, what? Yeah, Dak wasn't there. You are what your record said you are. They won anyway.
Yeah.
The Eagles won head-to-head. The Eagles have a better record. They have almost the same schedule. Why would you deduce because you got a bunch of nerds in some room crunching numbers who are probably saying, you know, the Dallas gets the best ratings. The further they go, the more ESPN will benefit from that. Let's make sure they go.
That's exactly what it
is.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
This is unmitigated crap, and it's ticking me off. It really may be. Ryan Clark, to his credit of ESPN, immediately stepped in and went, excuse me, can I insert a fact or two in here? And here's what he said.
I just think the Philadelphia Eagles are stacked on both sides of the football. The Dallas Cowboys are coming. The Dallas Cowboys are continuing to ascend. But when you look at Jalen Hurts at playing at an MVP level, what this defense can do when they're completely tied in and then knowing the skilled players on the outside, it's still hard for me to say that anyone in the NFC has a better track to the Super Bowl.
Thank you. See, that's actually watching the games. Mia, did you know that TV networks have analytics departments?
No, of course they do. Well,
Keith
ESPN
Jones.
Has always had an. Yeah, they
you
had
work.
A lot.
You've worked with NBC. They have an analytics department?
No.
Where do they hide these nerds?
I don't know.
I'm not surprised
with ESPN.
You're not surprised?
No, because it's not interesting.
So anyway, so last night, and Brenda Graham will be on our show at 8 o'clock today. But last night on his show from Chickies and Pete's, Howard Eskin was there with him, and they were talking about what ESPN said about the Eagles being significantly below the Cowboys with chances to win it all. And here's that exchange.
Man, you don't know what all goes into that. I don't know. I just know that.
Well, I know it goes into it. Idiots.
Well, right. Hey, well, that's what. That, there you have it. Yeah, but nah, you know what? It's a prove it lead. So we got to go out there and prove it. So I wouldn't expect nobody to give us anything. And that's just the mindset we're going to have going all the way to the end, because it's already sounding like, you know, people never going to give us our credit. So we got to go keep taking it.
It's a prove it league. You're proving it.
Yeah.
You're 11-1. They're not proving it. They're 9-3. How would they place better based on what?
How many
Hurts is better than Prescott? Nobody would argue he isn't this year.
No, Prescott makes mistakes. He threw a couple of interceptions Sunday night. Look, they were that game was close for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then Dallas blew them out. 33 points in the fourth quarter. Are the Eagles going to allow them to score 33 points in a fourth quarter?
Of course not.
Of course not.
But it's so annoying that you know what? So I was really getting madder and madder yesterday thinking about this. And then I calmed myself down with a song. And I realized that it's applicable, Ben. It was applicable 5 years ago when Jason Kelce sang it. And it's applicable right now.
No one likes us. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're from Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
ESPN, I got one thing to say to you. Bleep you. We'll see you in February, all right, you jackasses. And you think we won't remember? I'll remember. The former worldwide leader in sports, now an afterthought in the minds of most sports fans.
Didn't a lot of people say that the Titans were the physical team? They were probably going to beat the Eagles.
That's right.
The Eagles handled them easily. Now, that doesn't count.
Well, I can't use that argument because I was one of the people saying that.
Well, you were stupid.
But this is outrageous that you have assembled a collection of analytics nerds who have somehow told you that the Cowboys have a 50-50 shot to go to the Super Bowl.
As aggravating
it's
as this
absurd.
Is.
Absurd.
Let me spin this for you a little bit.
No.
Because this can be turned into such a great positive.
No.
Every athlete today is tuning in to hear what's said about their team, what's written about their team. And Nick Sirianni is well in tune with all of this. This is great bulletin board stuff.
It is, but I take this stuff personally. And screw you, ESPN. I hereby will not be watching it anymore, even though I haven't watched it for years.
Okay, that's a threat.
Well said.
By the way, they had the Eagles fourth, by the way.
Right.
Fourth in Super Bowl.
Sports Center, yeah. Who watches that anymore? Right? I mean, wow, I'd rather sift through the bones of a dead person.
Is it still on?
It's still on. Wow. No one watches it because we could all get the clips ourselves.
Yeah, why would you?
Walt is up for Brookhaven, and he's not too pleased. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Well, you just heard it. The ESPN said the Cowboys have a much better chance to go to the Super Bowl than the Eagles do.
I can't wait for Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
that would be good.
It's going to be a bloodbath. This is such great bulletin board material. I can't believe they have the Eagles ranked at 12.8% chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Is that ridiculous?
It's utterly ridiculous.
Walter, you know what I'm doing after this show? I'm going to find a mall Santa, and I'm going to plunk my bony rear end in his lap. And I'm going to tell him the only thing I want for Christmas is the Eagles win over the Cowboys.
What if you get a little more?
Walter. Seriously, Walt. That's all I want for I swear to God, that's all I want for Christmas. Just beat those bums on Christmas Eve. How great would that be?
That's going to be awesome. It's not going to be a problem. These guys from ESPN, I mean, they're sharpening their pencils all day and putting them in their pocket protectors. They don't have a clue of what's going on. They don't even watch the Philadelphia Eagles and how great they are week after week.
They analytics department on a TV network? For what? Well, what are they doing with this information? Making fools of themselves?
Yeah, they're trying to bore us with numbers.
Listen,
I can't wait.
Realize what I need. Is there somebody out there who's great with numbers? Could somebody out there explain to me how you could collect all the numbers from a football season? put them into a computer, and it would come out that the Cowboys have a 50% chance of going to the Super Bowl. Tell me what numbers leads to that number.
What number do they call?
I don't know, Walter, in all honesty, there's not a chance in the world that you could put that number in a computer and they'd say 50-50 on the Cowboys go to Super Bowl. It wouldn't happen.
No. No, and the, this is great bulletin board material, and not that the Eagles needed it, but it's going to be. I can't wait for Christmas Eve. I just can't wait.
Me too.
It's going to be such a great game.
I'm going to sing a carol, and then at the end, I'm going to do the Eagle cheer. I'm going to do first Noel, and then at the end, Eagle
Cowboys
cheer.
Cowboys got run over by a reindeer.
Walter, give me a.
Nobody likes us, and we don't care.
Well, I just play it. Walter, give me a funny woman.
I will give you Betty White.
Betty White is phenomenal.
My gosh, she was awesome.
Oh, what a great woman. Almost made it to 100 years old. All right. Now, what we're featuring here during this Christmas season, because it's my last one here, is some of the greatest Christmas songs done, written and performed by Joe Conklin. And during the Chip Kelly era, there was a period in that era, Josie, where Chip stopped making the fourth down calls, taking the risks, and we were not happy about it. I do not know how Conklin was able to do this, but he managed to get Chip with the Chipmunks. And here is the masterpiece he created.
All right, guys, come on, you little Chipmunks.
Who are you calling Chipmunks? Have you ever heard the sound of your own voice?
We're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Shady.
Oh, now you want to use me. You forgot who I was in Minnesota.
Okay, come on, concentrate. Come on, stick with the game plan here.
Game plan sucks. Yeah, tell them, guys. What's up with those kickoffs?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, come on, big balls.
All right, come on, let's go. Where's Deshaun? Deshaun? Deshaun!
Big Balls Chip has lost his guts. Now he coaches with no nuts. Supposed to change how the game is played. Now you coach like you're afraid. You're a guy who's fast and loose. Now you want a kick that's pooched. Tell us, please, you won't be scared. Please, Chipper, grow a pair.
All right, fellas, good job. That was good. Good job. All right, Shady, that was very good, Shady.
It's about time you let me do something.
Nick, good job. Very good, Nick.
Naturally, I have skills.
Okay, Deshaun, you were a little flat there.
Not as flat as your kicks.
All right, come on, come on. Settle down. Come on, guys. Where's Deshaun? Where'd he go? Deshaun? Deshaun!
You're a guy who's fast and loose. Then you go and screw the pooch. Tell us, please, you won't be scared. Please, Chipper, grow a pair.
All right, good job, guys. Could have been a little faster. Deshaun, you got to help us out a little more. Play with emotion. Don't let emotions play with you.
Hey, watch out what you say. Don't make me come over there.
See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. I love the way he did it. Did the Chipmunks not have harmony, Rhea?
I love
them.
They
were tremendous singers.
Love hearing Chip. Deshaun!
Joe Conklin's with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Broadway Theater in Pittman on February 25th. It's a great show. Tickets make a great holiday gift for sports fans. Go to JoeConklin.com. When we come back, Ross Tucker, Ben Davis. I've got Marissa from Tokyo with a new song, Rhea. Ah, WIP Sports Time, 6:55. Let me tell you, when you see lovely women like Marissa, you say to yourself, wow, I can remember when she got engaged. I guarantee you, if somebody's out there buying the perfect engagement ring, they're getting it at one place, the other corner of 8th and Walnut, Steven Singer Jewelers. And there's a great reason why, because Steven Singer is a guy just like us, and he, unlike us, understands the jewelry business, even though he sees it as the love business. And he's created a jewelry store that's ideal for people like us. We go in. We don't know anything about jewelry. We don't have to. Yeah, Steven is a fair-minded guy with fair price. So you're not going to negotiate the price when you see it. Let's say you're looking for diamond stud earrings. That's the number one gift. Anita, diamond stud earrings is what he offers. They're awesome. They're flawless to the eye colors. You don't know what they're going to cost. I'll tell you what they're going to cost. Under $300. And that's something you can bank on. No negotiation, that's the price. And it is for everything in the store. You're saying, but what if she doesn't like it? What if it doesn't work? No problem. Full 100-day, 100%, no hassle, money-back guarantee. You're going to get fast and free shipping. It is the most hassle-free way to buy the big gift every holiday season. Other corner of 8th & Walnut. Check them out at IHateStevenSinger.com.